Unit 52, Robert Fulton's Clermont. James Watt's steam engine, 1769, ushered in a new age. The engine could do work of hundreds of men and dozens of horses. So all was well on land, but not on sea. On sea, it was almost as in the time of Columbus. It was sailors pulling ropes and the sails catching wind. But in 1783, all this changed. A French nobleman created a steam-driven paddle wheel vessel. It was strong enough to buck a stiff river current. This nobleman pioneered the way. He wedded the steam engine to the paddle wheel. The news caught the imagination of Robert Fulton. On August 17, 1807, the banks of the Hudson River were lined with people. They had read about Fulton's new boat. It was the Clermont. This ship had no sails. Instead, it had two paddle wheels, one on each side. There were many doubters. There were many bets. Smoke was already billowing from the stacks. Then, at the appointed hour, the ship's loud horn sounded. The nose of the 142-foot ship parted from the dock. The swift current of the Hudson caught the prow. The boat turned sideways. People held their breaths. Would the ship turn and be swept downstream? Fulton, an engineer, knew what to do. He gave full power to the water wheels. The handle of the tiller was full port. The ship's prow steadily fought the strong waters. Soon it pointed northward. Northward toward Albany, the crowd went wild. The wheels were in rhythm now. The engine steamed. The ship went 150 miles up the Hudson from New York City. It took only 32 hours. Thus was born the first commercially successful steamboat. Robert Fulton had ushered in a new era in the history of transportation.